Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
May firing sideline. It's caught right around the 40. And there's Keyshawn Booty bringing it in on the edge of field goal range. Now here he is with his first big-time NFL kick. From 52 for the lead. Gallus nails it, and the Patriots take the lead with 15 seconds remaining.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a tier Tuesday. We've tiered off all the teams throughout the NFL. You can check that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Patriots get their very own tier. You can go see what it is by going on socials or on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can use the rewind feature to go back and listen there. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. But not only is it a Tears Tuesday, it is also a Tom E. Tuesday. He joins us at high noon every Tuesday. Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Tommy Curran, what's going on this week?
Hey, how are my buddies doing today?
Doing great. Oh, we're doing very, very well. You referred to the victory, Tom, on TV over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football as a double jump forward for the Pats. What'd you mean by that?
Well, it wasn't just the moral victory that people hoped for, but it also was a concrete victory. And the way in which they landed it was not one in which they profited extremely from the things that Buffalo did wrong. For instance, the first fumble, they gave it right back. The Patriots had to grind for that win, and they had to make plays down the stretch. And, you know, when we talked last week, I talked about Drake May's dark side, where he still does have a propensity, despite everything that he's doing so well, for making plays at inopportune times that you look at and say, why in God's name would you do that? And he needed to exercise those demons. They're not gone forever. But on this night, you got concrete proof that he can go on the road against a good team and at the end of the game, secure a win. And that, to me, is, like I said, a double jump forward. You can't take it away. They've beaten a good team on the road. They didn't come close to doing it. They didn't put, you know, the fear of God into the Buffalo Bills. They beat them. So, to me, concrete evidence that they don't walk away and say, well, if this happened or if that happened, we wouldn't have won the game. They won the game. So, they now know whether it's playing badly against Pittsburgh and saying we should have won, whether it's playing perfectly against Carolina and blowing them out, and now to go on the road and not play perfectly, but still play resiliently and smartly at the end and responsibly. That's what Drake May was. They planted their flag on a summit that I didn't think that they would.
Well, you know, and kind of in that same vein, I was optimistic about Steph Diggs going into the season, but I'm not sure I knew he had that kind of game still in him. What was your impression of Steph Diggs in the game on Sunday? Obviously super motivated against his former team. And then also if he can kind of keep that momentum going forward.
I was optimistic too. You know, I figured he'd be a 55 to 60, 800 yard receiver for them. I didn't think that he was going to approach, you know, 80 and 1,000. And forget about the projections, but to me, I thought that a Josh McDaniels offense and May in his second year would be more distributed, if that's even a word.
Yeah, sure.
But he's come to say, you know what, he's really good, and when the poop starts to hit the fan, I'm going to try and seek him out because he's got a better understanding of where to go against defenses than anybody else. I mean, as he's rolling out, and that was the only guy on that side of the field, but as he's rolling out and directing Diggs, Diggs has the acumen to, I mean, he ran a friggin' infinity sign to get open.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Just curling around, yeah.
And May does have the ability to make that throw. I just think that, that Diggs' presence has lifted May's confidence, too. May, Diggs, and Hunter Henry, those three together, I think the confidence level is, you know, really right now through the roof.
This segues nicely into my next question. What do you think has been a bigger difference for Drake May in year two? Is it the presence of Josh McDaniels, or is it the presence of Steph Diggs? And I understand it's probably a combination of the two, but if you had to lean one way or the other, which one is the bigger impact on Drake in year two?
I think it's McDaniels, just because he's given him the tools of the line of scrimmage, and he's given him the tools and practices, and he's given him the latitude to be himself. You remember, after that first preseason game when he had the strip sack with Will Campbell near him and he tried to throw it at the last second, didn't get out of his hand. A couple days later, we talked to McDaniels and we said, how do you get that out of him where he's trying to make a play when there's no play to be made? And he said, well, to me, I cannot rein him in because, and he referred back to a play that you guys might have been there for earlier in the week where he scrambled during training camp and found DeMario Douglas downfield for, you know, a 50-yard gain, similar kind of to the Diggs throw the other night. And he said, if I rein him in and say, don't do those things, then I'm going to forfeit the opportunity for him to make big plays. So I think that McDaniels' offense, the confidence that May has at the line of scrimmage, and the latitude that McDaniels has given him, that May has earned, means that he can go ahead and say, you know what, I see Diggs on this play. I'm going to Diggs. Yeah, I'm going to Diggs again. Diggs is covered. I don't care. He's going to catch it. I'm going to him again. So I think that they work in concert.
What do you do with the backfield at this point? Antonio Gibson out for the season, unfortunately, with the ACL injury. Travion Henderson, who was great during camp, has not really shown much of it here in the regular season. And then obviously Ramondre Stevenson with yet another fumble. So Vrabel is clearly sticking by Stevenson, at least to this point. I don't know how much of it in the game on Sunday was just because he was forced to versus he's just going to keep trotting him out there. But it seems like what could have been a strength of the team is now probably the worst position group on offense just 5 weeks into the season.
Yeah, it's amazing. You have your lead back is semi-unusable until he proves otherwise. And what I thought was a 1A type lead back in Gibson is done. So now you're down to a rookie and a half. And I think Travion Henderson is going to get more carries. I think that they will continue to entrust Stevenson. We've talked about it. We'll talk about it again. These are preventable fumbles. I mean, they all happen when he's going to the ground. They all happen in the last, you know, when he goes from 45 degrees to the ground to on it, when the ball gets exposed and he doesn't have it covered sufficiently. So it just seems so preventable that it should have been by now, but I guess you just keep working at it because you do need him. He is a good player, and we saw it against Miami. So, you know, just keep banging your head against the wall until he gets it.
Talking to Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday. You can check out his work at Tom E. Curran on Twitter. You can read his stuff, NBC Sports Boston. See him all over NBC Sports Boston. Every Tuesday, Tom, we get to this week's Drake Take from Tom E. Curran. It's presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. What is Drake May right now in the NFL? Greg Olsen said he looked like he might be the best quarterback in the league. Metrics have him in the top five, top 10. What is Drake May to you right now, 5 weeks into year two?
he really changed the geometry the other night, or the math, or whatever, even the English around him, because you can look at him now as I was trying to split hairs between, is he a quarterback or is he a passer? And I was saying he's already a top 10 passer, but the quarterbacking and the decision-making has to be better in his situational awareness. But that's coming. It's amazing to look back at April of 2024 when Alex Van Pelt was here and basically stripping it down to showing him how to come back from center to where he is now. It is absolutely remarkable, his improvement. It was remarkable last year. So I would say he's certainly in the conversation of the top dozen quarterbacks. And if Jaden Daniels was a top 10 quarterback last year based upon what he did, I think May could end up certainly in that same conversation. He's playing like one of the five best quarterbacks in the league.
How do you think the view of the team has sort of changed as it relates to, like, you know, playoffs or just expectations when you look at it 5 weeks in? Joe Burrow's out for the year. Baltimore's got a losing record. Kansas City has a losing record. And the Patriots just beat the lone unbeaten team on Sunday night. Expectations now changing for everybody?
I just wrote a column. They could, and they almost should, in a vacuum, be 10-3 by the time they get to their bye. The only team that they should lose to, on paper, in a vacuum, is Tampa. Mm-hmm. They should be able to beat Atlanta at home. They should be able to take care of business against all those other teams, the Giants, the Titans, the Browns, the Jets. So, yeah, I think that, to me, national perception is different. And when you look at the AFC in general, you have a newish head coach and a rookie quarterback last year in Bo Nix in Denver. That team just beat Philadelphia on the road, and it only had two narrow losses previously to good teams. The Colts with Daniel Jones, I mean, they're moving up. The Jaguars are 4-1. Their wins and their loss have been fairly impressive losses too, close ones. So I don't know if it's yet a changing of the guard. But I don't know if Baltimore is going to resurrect itself or if Cincinnati can. So I think the AFC East landscape is poised to change in one fell swoop. Buffalo is still the best team with the best quarterback, regardless of what happens Sunday. But I do think that the AFC landscape has drastically changed.
You covered the Patriots dynasty up close. You're watching the Chiefs from afar like we are. I don't know. What sort of challenges do you think they're seeing here this season? 2-3 start, difficult loss last night. And what do you expect out of the Chiefs and what you describe as a wide open AFC?
I think that the Chiefs will do what the Patriots did when they had early season struggles. They'll just find it the way that they always have. You know, their talent level isn't as strong, obviously, especially at the, you know, skill positions with Kelce aging and you're turning to Tyquan Thornton as one of your main guys. But they'll find it. But, you know, Denver's a good team. I mean, it's going to be a fight to win the division. So is Kansas City dropping down to a wild card situation now? Patriots really didn't have to confront that during all their travails in Septembers and Octobers before they got themselves right. They were still going to win the division. So it is different for Kansas City right now. Were it not for a 99-yard interception return, you know, does the game end up differently if they touch down Trevor Lawrence on that last play when he scored? Does it turn out different? So it's not panic, I wouldn't think, in Kansas City, though probably there's a level of it within their media and fan base. But I would imagine they'll be fine, relatively.
You know, I don't know if Bill Belichick will be fine, or I don't know how much you watched the North Carolina-Clemson game over the weekend. Didn't go his way, and it just seems to be really falling apart, maybe even more so than I certainly thought. I thought they'd be a little bit better than they were last year, they being North Carolina, but it's been a mess. They've gotten blown out a bunch of times, and it doesn't really look like things are turning around. What's your prediction for the future there? Is this, in your mind, a one and done? That's kind of what I think. I think they're going to maybe like a mutual parting of the ways or something at the end of the year because this is not working out.
Well, what's apparent to me is he's losing the parents. And there's a long story that I can share with you today. Bill hasn't done any outreach to parents. It's different. Look, you don't have to talk to Tom Brady Sr. You kind of do have to talk to the quarterback's parents and let them know what you're doing with their 18, 19, or 20-year-old in his future. And when you're speaking openly about being a team that's on the recruiting trail and spending time, and this is a building year and it's going to take a lot of years. Parents and boosters and people with a stake and people who would otherwise maybe want to transfer in there are going to look at it and say, that place is in disarray. My kid has a finite amount of time in college. Do I want to send him into chaos regardless of how many Super Bowl rings Bill Belichick has? These guys don't seem to know exactly what they want to do or what they're doing. So that to me is one of the biggest aspects of the job that Bill is probably confronting, that he thought, well, we'll win and I won't have to worry about parents. And that to me is going to, and they're emotional kids. There's a schism in the locker room from the report that I read today between the transfer portal guys who've come in and the guys who were there. So it's a divided locker room as well, because there's preferential treatment that is being given in the eyes of some to the players that Bill brought in. So it's not a good spot.
No, it's not. The other piece to it as well, beyond just what's going on at UNC, and I don't know that I deep down truly believe in Mac Jones or Tyquan Thornton. I don't. But they are playing well. Like, Mac Jones goes to San Francisco, he's winning games. Tyquan Thornton looks like an NFL receiver in Kansas City. So, I don't know. How do you square away some of those guys leaving the bad situation in New England and then thriving elsewhere?
Well, in Tyquan Thornton's case, I think a lot of it was Tyquan Thornton. He just wasn't a good player. He practiced well. He'd get on the field. He'd get hurt. He'd drop balls. And I think the wide receiver room in general was kind of a mess last year. So, and he kind of acknowledged that he didn't play well and he didn't deal well with the criticism. With Mac, he was exiled. And, you know, he was put on an island while he was still on the team. And nobody thought of him as perhaps being, you know, he's to a level. If the Patriots had continued on and gone 10-6, 11-7, and 23-24 under Bill, the Patriots would right now be confronting a situation where they would have to pay Mac Jones $50, $60 million a year because that's what he would have earned. And that would be a tough spot to be in. But I don't think that they're, regardless of how things went down, I've said a bunch of times, I think that Mac Jones will start and win a playoff game in this league, more likely as a backup for some injured starter than him taking a team on his back for 17 games and leading it to the playoffs. But those don't reflect well on him, the Mac Jones situation in particular. And I thought the Saban commentary last week was really fascinating, where Saban basically called out the misuse of Mac Jones up here on a broadcast. I thought that was really eye-opening to hear Saban say it as well. But, yeah, those are the things that don't reflect well on Bill coming back to the NFL either.
No, I think that's fair. Kendrick Bourne is another one, although I guess that's somewhat a reflection on this group here since they had him in camp this offseason. He's Tommy Curran. Check out his work at Tommy Curran on Twitter. You can check out his latest on NBC Sports Boston. The door is ajar for the Patriots to make the playoff push in a wide-open AFC. Tom, we appreciate it. Every Tommy Tuesday, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran, every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. The Mac Jones stuff, he mentioned the Saban comments.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a shot at Bill, big time, from one of Bill's best buddies.
Surprising. Yeah, it was, because you would think he'd maybe go another way, even though he might feel that way. But I thought he would defend Belichick more than he did, kind of buried him there. It is funny, though, that Mac Jones and Tyquan Thornton, like, the two guys probably legitimately went to the best places they could go.
It's true.
You know, if you're a receiver playing for Mahomes, if you're a quarterback playing for Shanahan, you might lose the big game, but you're going to look good along the way. You know, so I don't know how sustainable it is, though, for either one. Like, I'm not like, oh, man, those guys. Because I think we all saw in real time, like, Mac Jones at best was fine, and with good coaching can be fine to good, but, you know, that he wasn't it. He wasn't going to be the guy that really changed the franchise. And then Tyquan Thornton, I think, overall was just a bust.
So I think Mac was one of those guys that was in bad situations in New England relative to coaching.
Coaching. Yeah. Who was his head coach the whole time?
Bill Belichick. Now, I'm sure what he really means is Patricia and Judge.
Yeah,
but
where does that come from?
Who put those guys in charge?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, look, I think he's probably right. Mac's not going to keep the job over Purdy. They just paid Purdy. Purdy's going to get that job, I would assume. But Mac's played well in his stead.
Yeah, yeah.
But could Mac be the next Darnold, Daniel Jones, Mayfield. Like, Mayfield had to bounce around a lot. You know, could he be like that level of reclamation project? I guess I wouldn't totally rule that out.
Maybe.
I don't believe in him. I was never a fan. Not really a fan of his whole shtick on top of it. But okay.
All those other guys are so much like more athletic and I think had a higher ceiling from the jump.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield was the number one overall pick in the draft. Daniel Jones was picked higher.
But the point is, all those guys had to.
Baker's attitude is also polar opposite from Mac.
Yeah. Say it again.
Baker's attitude is polar opposite from
no,
Mac.
No, totally. But those guys, I guess my only point, those guys just had to bounce around a ton before
like
they.
Geno's
Geno's another good one. Yeah exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Now, Geno's also done it in a couple of spots, as has Darnold, as has Mayfield. I wonder if Mac Jones is more like Kyle Shanahan holding his hand and having success.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Brock Purdy would be really good anywhere else. Maybe we'll know, maybe we won't. I don't know. But that's just sort of my guess. It's like he's in the right spot.
The only other thing, because we brought up Tyquan Thornton, you see the play, the 99-yard pick from Devin Lloyd. Thornton came flying out of nowhere.
He is fast.
15 yards behind Lloyd on the screen. I don't even know where he started out on.
Yeah.
15 yards back, the guy, he catches Lloyd at the 10. And you're like, oh my God, he's going to knock this. It's going to be like DeMarcado. He's going to knock this ball out. What a great play by Tyquan Thornton.
Uh-huh.
He runs all that way, kind of tries to slap at the football. His teeny tiny wrist, Keith, he might have broke his wrist on the football trying to bat it out.
Careful.
And then he just bounced off Lloyd. I'm like,
yeah.
All this burning up the sideline to run this guy down in this great effort.
He's still
DK. He gave you nothing. Yeah, exactly. DK not kills people when he's out there doing it, and he's a bigger guy. But my God.
He ran out of bounds the whole time,
I mean, he was flying.
And then he's like, let me cause a fumble. And it's like, nope. Or just take him down.
Hey,
you could have tackled him.
He's got to bounced off him and just fell.
It's like, a tag. We're not playing tag.
Got him. You're it.
He was
moving, though. Like, I finally saw what Macro was talking about the speed.
I'm watching the highlight now. I did like Patrick Mahomes' tackle attempt. He just kind of fell down.
Yeah.
Just kind of like dove at his foot.
The Chiefs were very into that game. Like, you see Chris Jones, the final effort on the Trevor Lawrence touchdown where he fell down, rolled around on the ground for a little bit, and Chris Jones just walked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Touching him like, that's weird.
You're saying they quit on Andy Reid?
It's, well.
A little bit.
I mean.
Start the conversation.
We're doing a radio show in Kansas City, baby. 617-779-7937.
They had a good run, though.
They did.
It's over.
The dynasty
it's
shook
over. It. It's dead.
But shooketh on the dynasty.
Right.
It's
check
not
the
over.
Tears.
Shooketh. We'll get to your feedback on this. Let's get back to the hype surrounding Drake May as well, right after Trending with Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.